Can you give a little bit of your backstory?
Sure. So I'll go way far back. So I grew up, I would say like extremely poor. So when I was like, 5 or 6, we were living in a house and then I actually got taken from my parents and got into a foster system. So I was in foster care for a couple years. From there, I kind of like was like the leader of my 2 sisters who actually were able to go with me, which I was super thankful for. So we went into foster care as well. But from an early age, I kind of got that whole like step up, it's time to become a man kind of thing, and like that leadership role from like the time that I was like 6 to 9. So from there, we moved back with my mom. Eventually, moved down to Kentucky. Didn't like that, and then I moved with my dad when I was 14. I was a very rebellious kid in high school. I did not like school. I didn't like authority. I didn't like just following along because everybody told me to. I knew that I didn't want to go to college. So yeah, all the teachers told me, even some of them knew my past, and so then they also knew my father's past and stuff. And then the way that I was, they were like, okay, you're gonna go to jail for the rest of your life. Like, that's just what you are, because I was like not respecting authority and stuff. But anyway, flew through high school because I got kicked out twice, like half my year throughout the whole year. So I got kicked out twice, and I went ended up going to alternative school. But I was like halfway smart, so I just flew through all the tests and then hurried up, graduated early. So I graduated at 17, and then from there went on to do mostly physical labor. I did landscaping for a while. I worked like 3 jobs. I was working at the street department. I worked at the YMCA, like doing aftercare with kids. And then I did landscaping. And then I really started doing only landscaping, working like, 60 hours a week. Then I decided, I was like, oh, you know what? I want to own my own business. So decided to do landscaping after my landscaping job. So I'd work, 12 hours in a day, and then I'd work until nighttime. But the bad thing about landscaping in Indiana, which is where I'm at in Fort Wayne, Indiana, it's seasonal. So like, you got snow plowing, which is great, but like, it's whenever it snows. So basically you have no job. So every single winter I had to find a job, and that was really the difficult thing for me. So I was like, I worked in a factory. I was a mechanic. I just did whatever I could to survive. I went to Texas one time and like painted these little things on a gas station. Eventually I just applied on the last time. So that happened for like 2 or 3 years, and then on the last one I was like, you know what, like I need to like really find a job, and I haven't found a job in probably like 3 weeks, and I was running out of money. So I applied for a trailer factory job that I actually ended up getting, and then I also applied for a car sales job. And so they approved me for the trailer factory, and then literally like the day that I was about to tell them like a yes or a no, that was when the car sales position, they said, hey, come in, we want to interview you. And I was like, man, I don't know, I can make $1,000 a week doing this physical labor, which I know I'd be good at, like I'd kill it. And then I heard that you can make rates, so you can work less hours, work really hard, get done early and stuff. But the guy was like, well, what would you rather do the rest of your life? I was like, you know what, I think I would actually rather be sales. So at that time I was I believe I was 20 years old. And I went to car sales, and then that was really where things started taking off for me. So it was 100% commission. Started to listen to like self-help books, all that stuff, and yeah, just started developing myself as a salesperson, and then started doing extremely well in it. Then went on to get salesperson of the year for 4 years in a row, and then really like found my calling. So just maxed out on sales, and then yeah, then from there on out, then we read Rich Dad Poor Dad, got into real estate, and bam.
There we go. All right. So right now you're crushing it on you're crushing it in real estate, but let's go back to the part about high school. So I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a high school dropout. So I actually dropped out of high school in the like pretty much 9th grade. I kind of just gave up and I just realized that like school was not for me. But do you know what specifically about school did you hate? Was it like the people part of it? Was it the work? Like, was it the reading?
Yeah. So I remember most of what it was the teachers in their like the way that they thought that they knew everything, even though I could tell that they didn't, and their expectations for me on what my life was gonna be, and like like kind of demanding that I do certain things. And that just really bothered me. That like, they're like, mm-hmm. I know what's best for your life. I'm going to tell you what successful is. And then there's always some hypocrisy with it. You know, they're like, hey, just so you know, you should not chase money. But at the same time, you know, if you don't go to college, then you're not going to get a job that you make a lot of money. And so I just noticed a lot of that stuff. And I was really just trying to like make sense of it all. But I really knew yeah. that I did not want to have somebody like telling me what to do all the time, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm kind of the same way. I think it's called like, I have like a deviant personality where if someone's like, hey, don't do this. My first thought is like, well, why not? Why don't mm-hmm. you want me to do this? What if I do it? What happens? Will I get in trouble?
Exactly.
Is that fair if I get in trouble? And then I'll just like start playing these hypothetical situations. And then, and I remember I was in kindergarten, first grade, something like super, super early. And the teacher was saying like, oh, if you don't go to college, you're going to end up working at McDonald's. And I was like, okay, like, that's not that bad. I was like, dude, McDonald's, I could eat the food. I was like, if I get paid, I remember doing the math at the time. Like, if I get paid $3 an hour, that's enough to buy me and my mom food. So I'll be okay. And then I remember when I got to high school, I just remember being in like math class and we were doing like the MX squared times 7 equals Y. And I was just like, dude, I don't get why we're doing this. Like, I just didn't get it. And there was a lot of things that I was just like, I don't get why we're doing this. Like, I just don't understand the purpose of this. So I'm the type of personality that like, if I don't like something or if I feel like I'm wasting my time, I'm out. I'm not going to try to blend in. I'm not going to just go along with the flow. So I remember like, I just started shutting down and I was just like, I'm not doing this. Like, I don't get it. I don't get why we're doing it. Even though I'm not dumb at all. Like whenever I applied myself, I got straight A's, but if I just didn't enjoy it and I didn't get the purpose of it, I just stopped. And that's kind of why I dropped out of high school. And I actually got a job. I dropped out and got a job.
I would say I definitely agree with that. And I definitely think that I wish they'd let you get a little bit more specialized and like actually choose what you want to do a little bit more. Because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I learned. There's like, when am I going to actually use this? And then what grade did you drop out?
Like 9th.
Okay. See, that would be like the perfect time that I think like from that point on, there was nothing that was there. Like, seriously, yeah. I was like, man, like if I have the basic algebra, like I was thinking like 8th or 9th grade. From that point on, I didn't need any more information. Like all the other information that they gave me was more just like, all right, memorize this, do these certain things. And I was like, man, it was really pointless because like realistically, like I only use algebra now, like for like 90% of what we do is just algebra, dude. It's 8th grade algebra. Well, I took algebra in 8th grade.
Even, dude, my son is in the 6th grade and I was trying to help him. He's in the 5th going into the 6th. And I was trying to help him with his homework the other night. He had like 5 7/8 times 5, you know, 2/4. And I'm just like, dude, oh man, I don't even know. And I can't tell him that because I don't want to tell him as a father, like, oh, this is ridiculous. Like, you don't even need this. So I'm just like trying to help him, me and my wife. But yeah, I think, you know, I don't want to sit here and complain about the school system, but I do think they need to like teach more specific stuff that's going to be more relevant. I think like in school, they teach you there's only one right answer, but in the real world, there's many right answers. And sometimes there's 3 right answers and you have to pick which one, you know, you feel comfortable with. So there's so much that they could do to improve school and I hope they fix it, but
yeah. One last thing I want to say about the school system is something that I've noticed that you do and that I definitely do is it's interesting that when we're in school and we're being told that we have to like read these certain books or learn this certain thing, we're like, no, But now, like, we will learn everything and we go all in. Like, I listened, I know you read a lot of books. I read a stupid amount of books. I never read a book in high school. Now I'm reading them like crazy. Yeah. And I think that that's another thing that people need to shift their mindset about, is that once you graduate college, does not mean that you're done learning. Learning should be a lifetime event and a lifetime thing where you're growing yourself all the time. It's not like you reach a certain point and now you're good. So that's something else that I think is a common misconception about school, is that everybody thinks that once you get that degree, now you don't have to do anything more. Now you've already achieved or you've already learned. Now it's time to apply. When realistically, what we do as entrepreneurs is learn, apply, learn, apply, learn, apply. And we go back and forth all the time.
100%.